you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us today, friends. And it is a very remarkable day. As I started the show an hour ago saying, I have seen so many people I've lost over the course of these 40 years that I've been debating this and fighting for this. And now that this moment has arrived, it seems almost a little anticlimactic, especially given the ongoing challenges that the country has. I'm not going to be under any misguided perception here. We are dealing with an issue in the hearts of men that we have not dealt with in a really long time. And it is being exhibited quite well in the people that are protesting the Supreme Court's decision today. But the anger that you see, the hatred that you see for people that disagree with them on the issue. And when you ask yourself the question, well, what is it that is actually causing the disturbance? You know, it's one of those things where my lovely bride and I got into an argument the other night, and it was one of our better arguments. We argued the entire evening, and we got to the end of the night, and we woke up the next morning, and we said, "What was that about?" And actually, the weird thing about it was me telling the story of how we met to our kids, and I got some facts wrong, and I was dismissive of her concerns about those facts and so forth, but. It was a small thing in the scope of big, big stuff. It really was small. And yet it got so intense and so difficult. And we had to say the next morning, why were we arguing about that? That was so small. And friends, I think when you take a look at what this fight is about, it's anything but small. The life of a child should be valued and cherished by everybody. It shouldn't be a disputable idea. And I think that the reason why those that are so adamant for the side that lost today, I think part of the reason that they are so adamant is because they know how wrong their side is. Because we've learned a lot in the last 48 years. We've learned a lot about human body, human development, how a baby survives in the womb. We've learned a lot about how long they can sustain life outside the womb in a premature state. And we've seen babies that have been able to be saved at 20 weeks, 15 weeks. There may be a day where we can see a baby saved earlier than that. The justices said in the ruling that the viability argument was bizarre, and they were right. It was never about whether or not a baby could survive on its own outside a mother's body. A born child can't survive without a parent. Little children that are 5, 6, 10, 12 years old can't survive without parents. The difference here is that we were fundamentally not recognizing that it was a human being and that it had life. Technology has largely shaped our information into a different direction. So we now see that life long before it's out of the womb. Friends, be thoughtful, be prayerful, be respectful of your neighbors and of those you discuss this with. But go ahead and celebrate a win. It was a good one. I'm Kevin McCullough.